This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of the newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartruhari Mehtab, who has been appointed as pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. The election of the new Lok Sabha Speaker will be held on the 26th of this month, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 27th of June. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. On the eve of the session, the News Services Division of Akashvani brings you tonight special discussions on issues before Parliament and Sansad ke Sandesh, Sansad ke Samaksh Mudde. Issues Before Parliament program can be heard on Akashvani Rainbow and additional frequencies, and Sansad ke Samaksh Mudde can be heard on Akashvani Gold and additional frequencies from 9:30 to 10 tonight. This program will also be available on our website newsonair.com and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will pay an official visit to the United Arab Emirates today. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will hold meeting with his UAE counterpart on wide-ranging issues of partnership. The External Affairs Ministry said that the visit will provide an opportunity to review the entire spectrum of comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE and regional and global developments. The National Testing Agency, NTA, is conducting a retest of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET undergraduate examination for admission to medical programs for 1,563 candidates today. The retest will take place from 2 p.m. to 5:20 p.m. The exam is being reconducted after the NTA, on Supreme Court's observation, withdrew the grace marks awarded to 1,563 candidates. The reconduct of the NEET UG was announced after a few irregularities came to the government's notice with regard to the medical entrance exam. It has been also stated by the NTA that the results of those affected candidates who do not wish to appear for the re-examination will be declared based on their actual marks obtained in the examination, which was conducted on the 5th of last month. The government has entrusted the matter of alleged irregularities in NEET UG examination to CBI for a comprehensive investigation. In a statement, the Education Ministry said the government is committed to ensuring the sanctity of examinations and protecting the interests of students. It reiterated that any individual or organization found to be involved will face the strictest action. The central government has also enacted the Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024 to prevent unfair means in public examinations. Meanwhile, NEET PG entrance examination schedule for today has been postponed. A fresh date of the examination will be announced at the earliest. The martyrdom day of eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee is being observed today. The BJP icon and the founder of Bharatiya Jansangh, Dr. Shyama Prasad, was born on the 6th of July 1901 in Kolkata. Paying tributes to Dr. Mukherjee, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he dedicated his life in the service of Mother India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. Similar conditions accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning are also likely in parts of Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra and Gujarat. International Olympic Day is being observed today. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has extended his greetings on the occasion. The theme for International Olympic Day 2024 is Let's Move and Celebrate. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, Afghanistan orchestrated a shocking defeat over Australia by 21 runs in a Super 8 fixture at Kingstown this morning. In women's cricket, India will take on South Africa in the third and final ODI at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this afternoon. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal has secured a spot in the men's singles event at the upcoming 2024 Paris Olympics, marking his second appearance at the prestigious competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.